On the line this morning with Kirk Epfel of the National Weather Service office here in Buffalo. Good morning to you, sir. And first, let's get into this. We have a winter weather advisory in effect until 11 o'clock this morning. What should we expect for the morning commute?
Well, this morning, we're going to have some light snow ongoing. The snow amounts aren't going to be too terribly great, maybe an inch or so in many locations. But probably the biggest problem this morning will be the fact we had both snow and some ice yesterday, and temperatures have dropped below freezing almost everywhere. So the combination of that stuff on the ground and then the light snow falling on top of it will make for slick roadways this morning.
Just how extensive was that ice event yesterday? Most certainly saw the advisories and such that were out around the area, but as best you can measure there, what kind of event was it?
Sure. Well, basically, we had primarily ice from Buffalo southward. We had anywhere from up to a quarter inch of ice there in Buffalo, Niagara Falls region. As you moved just to the north and east towards Rochester, they actually got a lot of sleet in that area. So some areas in the Buffalo got some sleet, but some areas got primarily sleet. And if you go further just to the northeast up towards Watertown, they had all snow there. So it's really a mixed bag event, but almost everybody got something slippery yesterday.
You know, it's so easy to get focused on what's just outside our window here, but as you kind of scan across the news, it seems like winter weather is all around the nation right now. What are you seeing? What are some of the highlights, so to speak, of this winter weather that's impacting the United States right now?
Well, the storm that impacted our region had a greater impact on a lot of other areas. That's developing into a coastal low now, so that's impacting the metro areas from New York, Boston, areas north, west of there, the capital region and Albany area. All those areas got some significant impacts, and some areas have gotten over a foot of snow from this system, although we are a little fortunate we got a lot less than that. But the ice is nothing to forget about either.
Yeah, that's most certainly the case, and I'm sure we'll get our payback as we move through these winter months here. With that in mind, moving forward for the rest of the week, I do see some snow in your forecast this morning for the rest of the week. Just how heavy could some of those snow events be as we move forward through the rest of the week?
Sure. Well, it's a little early to put exact amounts, but it's looking like on the light to moderate side. The concern would be in the Wednesday time frame when we have so a modest lake response during that time. Other than that, the rest of the week, both Tuesday and then Thursday and Friday, look relatively benign with no significant snows expected.
All right, Kirk Epfel, as always, thanks very much for your time.
All right, have a good one.